The war on opioids in America is definitely not a winning war, with deaths in relation to them steadily increasing by each year. Its effect on the lives of addicts and the families that surround them is unprecedented, and it does not appear to be going away soon. Lynn Bitone, a mother of an opioid addict, described what the process was like.
Actually, I've asked him that, and he just said that he was hanging around with the wrong crowd pretty much. Somebody asked him one time, oh, you want to try this? And, you know, he said, sure. And, you know, the first time with heroin especially, the first time is a choice. After that, it's not, because then you become addicted after the first time. So he's gone through, you know, all kinds of different programs for rehab, and he's been in jail, and he's been, you know, he's done awful things to a lot of people, but it's because of the drugs, because when he's not using drugs, he's a totally different person.
Jed Magan, associate professor and chair of the Department of Psychiatry, explains the root of the problem with opioid addiction.
Those pathways will be enhanced, so it'll be easier for those pathways to fire off. So it'll be easier for you to get that pleasure initially, and once you develop dependency or addiction on the drug, then you'll begin to have various withdrawal kinds of side effects if you don't use it. Now what happens ultimately is, you can only drive those neurotransmitters so much, and eventually they'll deplete themselves of dopamine and other neurotransmitters. Then you take the substance, and now you're not feeling so much pleasure anymore. That's one reason that people need an increased amount of the substance over time, to keep flogging those neurotransmitters. So now what happens is you get the withdrawal symptoms, but you don't feel a lot of pleasure.
Linda Vale, the health officer of Ingham County, also explains another major cause of this issue that's plaguing the United States.
Foremost, an overprescribing epidemic. So what happened is there was a flip in our paradigm in terms of thoughts about prescribing narcotics for pain. Back in the early 80s, narcotics were only prescribed for pain that was kind of severe trauma pain, surgery pain, major surgery pain, and like end-of-life cancer pain. Chronic pain was never thought of at the time as something that you would prescribe narcotics for. And somehow or another, we came about this conclusion that we could treat other sorts of pain with narcotics and that it was effective and safe.